Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Thursday. We're live at Champions Run Golf Course here in Rockville, Tennessee. Blue Raiders out here. Good to see everybody having a golf tournament, you know, benefiting NIL, and that's what these schools have to do nowadays. Before we get to our next guest, I do want to read a statement. Predators head coach Andrew Brunette is back with the team in Utah, and we had Darby Hendrickson on earlier. Appreciate Nick Kieser for stepping in and finishing that. We had some technical issues, but the Predators have posted a statement from Andrew Brunette that says, quote, "My father experienced an event that required urgent medical attention back home in Ontario, which is the reason why I was away from the team for the past few days. I'm happy to be back with our group beginning today in Utah. I'd like to thank our ownership and Barry Trotz for allowing me to spend time with my family and thank our entire coaching staff for their help in guiding our team in my absence. My family and I sincerely appreciate the support from everyone in our organization, our players, and our fans," end quote. So glad to see Andrew Brunette back with the team. Hope everything's okay with his father, but wanted to pass that along as they get ready to take on Utah later on tonight. Let's say hello to Jeff Murphy, who is here with us, former Blue Raiders quarterback, enjoying kind of sitting here chatting about things in the past, but I know you're excited to be able to continue to help this program.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys coming out, covering the event. And, yeah, it's been something, you know, we started this collective a year ago.
Raiders Rising.
Raiders Rising. Me and other three other board members. We're all MTSU graduates, and in this day and age of college athletics, NIL is part of it, whether you like it or not. And the further MTSU did not have a collective, the further behind we would get. So we kind of anteed up and got it going and really making a push this year of trying to get people together, get this community back together, hanging out, having a good time, supporting each other, because that's what this program needs. We collectively need to get together and get behind it and get behind the coaches and the admin and the university. And we all want it to go in a certain direction. Let's get our hands dirty. Let's get in and let's do it together.
As a former college athlete and quarterback, seeing the players being able to capitalize on this now, I mean, how does that make you feel?
I think it's great. I think it's been a long time coming. But as much money has been in college athletics, to not allow the athletes to make name, you know, money off of their name, image, and likeness, I think it was, you know, I think it wasn't right. So, you know, I'm not frustrated or angry about it. It was going to come eventually. Now we just need some regulations and some things in place, and hopefully, you know, the NCAA is going to get together and make that happen. But I think it's great. It can further build the community that we need, allowing the athletes, you know, to go work with a business or an organization, and they should be compensated for that. People are coming to see them play on the field. You know what I mean? It's the guys with the jerseys on and their numbers is why people are buying tickets. So I think it's great for the game. I think there just needs to be regulations around it that protects everybody, the university, the players, everybody involved.
Was it something that you know, because I think we're around the same age, we're at middle at the same time, you know, and I wasn't an athlete, but, you know, I didn't think about it as much. I'd play all the video games and be like, oh, yeah, that kind of looks like the quarterback, you know, stuff like that. But was it something you really thought about when you were an athlete, or was it kind of like me later on? You're like, you know what? This is kind of like there needs to be more to this. The athletes deserve their piece of the pie too.
No, you know, I never really thought about it when I was playing. You know, I was just excited to be in the video game by EA Sports, right? And then a few years after I graduated,
quarterback number, whatever.
Yeah, this letter in the mail, and there was a lawsuit against it, and we all got a couple $1,000, and I thought it was awesome, you know, just to get paid to be in the video game. But if you think about how much money was being made off of student athletes, you know, in that sector and just and everywhere, for them to not have the opportunity to make money off of their name, image, and likeness, I think was wrong. So glad it's here. And no, it's not something I really thought about. But after, you know, the afterthought, it was like, you know what? It does make sense for them to have at least the opportunity to.
Sure.
Because not all of them are doing it yet. And that's part of the reason why we started is to try and get engaged and connect some dots in the community.
We're talking to Jeff Murphy, former MTSU Blue Raider quarterback. Got the Raider Rising. Is it RaiderRising.com?
RaidersRising.com.
RaidersRising.com. What do you need now from alumni and fans of MTSU?
We just need them to support. You know, the kids, the athletes want to go and play in front of packed arenas, packed stadiums, and the best thing you can do is go to the game, number one. Number two, if you want to get involved with – if your heart's desire and you want to support MTSU athletics and you care about the facilities and those type of things, BRAA and the Build Blue campaign, that's the way to go. If you want your money to specifically go to student-athletes, that's where we fall in. That's where you can have a direct impact to the student-athlete either or specific program, athletic program, specific player. We are a separate entity of the university, but we work hand-in-hand with them. But
good.
We can put your money if you're – you know, heart's desires to go to Nick Vadiato, like we can directly do that. So we can work that out. And if you're a business and you want to, you know, have somebody to come do a commercial or set up at your shop and promote your shop, like we can work out a deal where we can do that. We can get the players there and organize that and help grow your business.
I love it. Again, RaidersRising.com is the website for all that. You talk about, you know, promoting these guys. Let's make it clear. These are male and female, right?
Absolutely.
And this is not just one guy down the road here.
No, it's all athletes across the board. You know, we started a year ago, so we're really getting things going. And you know, we've done stuff with women's basketball, the football team. So we're kind of starting there and then trying to work our way down.
Right.
But we've had people that want to do something with the softball team or the soccer team, like, no problem. We can earmark those funds and or that specific deal, that promotion for that athlete or for that team, and we can organize it and get it going. So it's whatever. That's the thing that's great about
right.
the collectives is if you wanted to specifically do something, we can make it happen.
You're part of the very popular, at least I think it's a very popular, Group of Five Guys, right? .com.
Yeah.
What's that website?
groupoffiveguys.com.
Yeah, and you just go around and look at programs like Middle and Tulane and things like that. What's one program out there you would like MTSU to emulate, because you guys do a great job.
Appreciate
you
that.
Talk football and I love it. Is there one program you want to emulate?
Well, I think when you talk about in the Group of Five, the Blue Bloods is Boise State, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Boise State has done it so well for a long time, and what you've seen is if you go back 20 years and where not only the University of Boise State has been where they've gotten to, but the city was and where it is now.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand. You know, when the university grows, the town grows. When kids want to come to school there, everything goes up. Sales for businesses, all the connections that we have. So, like, to me, they are where MTSU wants to be, wants to get to. And we have all the pieces here. I mean, you have one of the fastest growing counties in the country in Rutherford County. You have Murfreesboro, which is a great, phenomenal city, which I have a business in. I chose to spend the rest of my life here. Like, I love Murfreesboro in the greater Nashville, Middle Tennessee area. And you have so many alumni, so many graduates that came from MTSU that work in this community, that live in this community.
Two right here, baby.
No yep. doubt, right? So we got to get everybody back, connect the dots, and there's a major goal of where we want to get to, and everybody's got to play their role in it. And if we all get together and drive the car that way, we'll get to where we want to be. But we got to roll our sleeves up and get to work.
We're talking to Jeff Murphy here on the program. How can people help?
You can get connected with us at RaidersRising.com. You can become a member. There's three different membership tiers that if you give so much that you get, you know, behind-the-scenes access to players and coaches and some events, more events we'll have going on throughout the year. But the best thing you can do, if you have any questions, just reach out to us. Reach out to us through the website. I'll get back in touch with you. You can go have a cup of coffee. I can answer any questions that I can, or we can go have a sandwich at Domenico's.
I do like what you said, though. You said the first thing, you always told me this, you said it on our show today, go to the games.
That's yeah. it. You go
to the games.
Go to the games, and I promise you, you can make a direct impact on the game, whether it's baseball, softball, soccer, basketball, football. Like, I've been to so many – football specific now, but so many games in the last 4 years of doing the podcast that you can feel and see momentum swings when you're in Boone, North Carolina, and App State's playing North Carolina. You know what I mean? Like, the fans can have an impact, and it's not – it doesn't have to be money. Time, you know. You can buy a ticket – for $25-$35.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, go to the game, spend a little time, come to our events or come to the BRAA events, meet the coaches, meet the players, because that's really these kids are incredible. They all have great stories. They all come from different backgrounds, and I guarantee you that you're going to connect with one of them, I promise.
You know what's cool, too, is, and especially at a place like MTSU, is I can feel like they appreciate it. Like, the players are, you know, and I look, they're – there's players all over that are probably like, yeah, I deserve this or whatever. But I feel like the ones here especially really appreciate the work that you and others are doing.
Absolutely. And all the coaches, the kids that are recruiting, they're very blue collar, right? Yeah. And that fits this community. So, you know, I've had an opportunity the last couple years and before the collective was started, just because I've been around the program, to talk to these kids. I'm telling you, they're awesome. They're awesome kids with great stories, with great visions for their life and things they want to do, you know, once football or basketball is done. And that's where we want to come in and connect some of those dots. You know, they're studying different things while they're going to school here. Now we can connect them with businesses and internships and things during the summer that, man, if they can get a head jump on life, whereas back when I was playing, couldn't really do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we're setting these kids up for success for life, and that's ultimately what we care about.
Awesome. Jeff, thanks so much for having us out here, coming on the show, and anything we can do to help, we will.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. You guys are the best.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Jeff Murphy joining us here on the program. Again, Raiders Rising, that is the collective, and doing all we can to help them out and help the Blue Raiders out. Again, we're live in Rockvale today at Champions Run Golf Course. Having a lot of fun. We'll be able to take a breather, talk for a second.
Yeah.
Josh Berry going to join us. Our friend of the show. He's officially a friend of the show now.
Yeah.
Hendersonville's own NASCAR driver. There's a big announcement that's about to go down with the Nashville Super Speedway.
Oh,
so
really?
We'll talk to him coming up
you
at 10:30.
You tell me during the break what it is?
Yeah, I can tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like
I can
it.
Do that.
Thank you.
For sure. Faux show.
Faux show.
Tune in later today on 102.5 The Game as Vandy Baseball takes on Oklahoma. Pre-game at 6:45, first pitch at 7. Coverage is also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. The Atlanta Braves country road trip is coming to town and teaming up with the Nashville Predators and us here at 102.5 The Game. You can join us at BetMGM Sports Lounge in Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, April 16th for a Braves watch party as they take on the Tampa Bay Rays at noon. There will be free giveaways like hats and T-shirts. Plus, you could win autographed baseballs and free Braves tickets to a game of your choice. Also, the first 15 people in the door will win a pair of Preds tickets to that night's game. For more details, just visit thegamenashville.com/events. Back here in Rockvale, Chasing Big Joe with you, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel on this Thursday. You want to weigh in? We haven't had a lot of time to talk today, but want to weigh in on anything we're talking about, 615-737-1025, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's go to our phone line now, and I believe this is Greg Ruff, our man at Trevecca.
Yes.
Gruff Dog, better known as.
Hey.
Greg, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Oh, we're doing fantastic.
It's always a good day when you're in Rockvale, I got to tell you that.
Yeah, for sure.
I've been there a bunch, and it is a fun place.
Get to the point.
Well, I have breaking news. Sorry, I forgot that's this kind of show.
Okay.
I've got breaking news for you, okay? This has not been released. We're going to put it out later today. I just want you all to know that I'm going to be the first sports information director broadcaster in the country to have my own NIL deal. And I am receiving later today the official Ned McWhorter Nilla Wafer NIL deal. So I got some for you.
That's why you called in.
Yes,
Nilla Wafers.
You said to call in about Trevecca News, right? Right?
So. Yes, absolutely. Anytime, buddy.
Oh, no, always. Hey, we love supporting Trevecca.
So today, I think what I'm going to share with you is just today is Giving Day at Trevecca. And a lot of colleges do this, and in athletics, we're trying to raise money for a new athletic facility, and the teams have a lot of different things that they're wanting to do. But one of the things close to my heart is David Deese, who started WNAZ there at Trevecca. And it gave me an opportunity in broadcasting, gave a lot of other people an opportunity in broadcasting, people are working all over the country now in radio, television, marketing, all that kind of stuff. And we're trying to raise money to help do what he did, which is provide good equipment for students, current students, to train on the equipment that they will use in the real world. And we've been able to do that. David did that for years with WNAZ. Now we're doing that with our live stream. And so we've got students that have gone on to work with Nashville SC, the Sounds, Vanderbilt, and all over the place in athletics. So that's what we're trying to do, raise money. And we're going to put David's name on our broadcast center when this is all over in the fall.
Well, look at that. Very good for
cool.
you.
Very cool. I'm glad you called in to share that. You know, we always want to help out anytime we can.
Absolutely. And so I'll be looking for y'all's donation a little bit later. I can see who donates in the feed. So.
Yeah, you do that. I'm on the website now. I'll see what I can send you right now. Do you take checks from an account that doesn't exist anymore? Because if you do, yes. Chase and I are going to give you a lot of money today.
Absolutely. Do it. We'll take it.
Okay.
Awesome. You're the best, buddy. Anytime, man.
Thanks, Greg.
All right. Good deal. Hey, y'all have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Greg Ruff joining us on the program.
Good man.
He is a great man. That is for sure. So glad he could call in and do that. You know, I will say this, as we're 2 weeks from today will be the NFL draft.
Thank the Lord.
It was nice to kind of talk some college football and take a little break from all of that.
Right? It really is.
I did another draft simulation, though,
yes.
last night. So I this is the ESPN draft simulator that I did this. I traded out.
Okay.
Number one.
Thank you.
Struck a deal with the New York Football Giants.
Nice.
So this is what I got. Swapped one, so moved back to three. I got their second this year, which is pick 34. I got their third, which is pick 65. And then I got next year's third, and I gave them one of the Titans' sixth. From this year.
So that's all right. That's a lot of going ons there.
Yeah. But it improved the Titans draft. With the first pick, or with the third pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select Travis Hunter.
Yeah, the boy.
Cornerback or wide receiver.
Love it.
From Colorado.
Good for you.
Here's where it got interesting.
Uh-oh.
Had back-to-back picks in the second round, right? 34 and 35. When I got to 34, there was a player that was there. And I was like, you know what? Let's go for it. With the 34th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select his teammate, quarterback Shedeur Sanders from Colorado. He was still there in the second round.
Man, all right, I'm liking this. Hunter and Shedeur, okay.
Yep. And then pick 35, Jaden Higgins from Iowa State. So you got two weapons right there.
I'm on it.
Quarterback.
And maybe Shedeur turns out to be something. I like that.
They don't have a third right now.
Okay.
So getting the third from the Giants, I went with Jordan Burch, who's the edge rusher from Oregon. So you get some help on the defensive side of the ball.
Look at you. Now you need to copy and paste this and send this to Borgonzi. And said, look, man. I got something.
2 fourth-round picks.
Okay.
I will say I passed on Scataboo this time because I wanted to do something different.
Wheeling and dealing.
Pick 103, I go running back, Dylan Sampson from the University of Tennessee.
Okay.
I think he's going to be pretty good in the league.
Okay.
I do.
He's held running back.
Good value there. And so they do this stat that will tell you chance of availability at the pick.
Right.
Chance of availability at the next pick. According to the ESPN, that I had a 57% chance that Sampson would be available at pick 103. 37% chance that he would be available at 104. So I took him.
Okay. You know,
I just think there was good value there.
I don't mind that.
Pick 120, also in the fourth round, I went Billy Bowman Jr., a safety out of Oklahoma, kind of went best player available at that point.
Right.
Round five, went with center guard Jackson Slater from Sacramento State. Addressed that need.
From where?
Sacramento State.
Isn't that where the Cats coached doing radio games?
I think so.
For Sacramento State? All right, that's cool.
67, round five, Shamir Dyke, wide receiver, Florida. And then round six, pick 178, a tight end, Jackson Hawes from Georgia Tech.
You like those Dykes. I mean, that's the Dyke guy, right, from Florida. You got him yesterday in the draft, too,
sure
as well.
Did.
Yeah. Look, I'm telling you, man, at the end of the day, if you got some SEC players who are in that fifth, sixth round, take them. Like Dykes, take him. Take these guys. I mean,
I don't have a problem. You know, you got to address receiver in, I think, the first three rounds. But I don't have a problem getting another one that can maybe be a special teams guy and then see what happens, you know, 4, 5, 6.
No, I mean, look, you got to take the pick. You take somebody who can prove your football team. And, look, when they took Bo Scaife, did you think he was going to be anything in the fifth or sixth round? No. David Stewart?
No.
I mean, you hit on some
guys.
Well,
and again, and I didn't like how this draft, you know, worked out with when I got to four, you know, the fourth round, the fifth round, that there wasn't as much available from the guard position.
Right.
Because I always hear Floyd in my head saying, I'll get a guard. I'll get him later.
Yeah.
You can get a guard. That's where you get your guard.
That's right. And by the way, the guy giving announcements, he talks more than David James.
You're just
he just walked right in now. The studio. Come on, Joe.
Hey, Lee. the guy won't be quiet over here. We call him David James.
But David's selective. Like, David will, you know, love like David. He'll throw a laugh in or something. You know,
David James, the producer of DVD, would run through a wall for us.
He
that's
sure
why
was.
We
that's
love
why
him.
He is one of our favorites.
But I'll keep doing these. These are fun.
Not for you anymore,
well,
Joe.
We can do one right now.
These are fun. hey, you keep your mouth shut to 11, buddy. So what do you do? Explain the process
all
here.
Right, so, like, I pulled it up here. It's ESPNanalytics.com/ it's a draft simulator.
Okay.
I'm selecting the Titans that I'm going to pick for them. You can do the number of rounds you want to do. I did all seven. And then you load in the draft. If you want to make a trade, you can make a trade.
Do you pick the player or you just let it go?
No, I'm picking the player.
Okay.
So do you want to stick at one or trade out?
Let's trade out. Do you get to see who you trade out with?
Yeah, you can.
Dolphins.
You want to trade. So you want to go down.
13.
To 13.
Dolphins are going to trade up and take Travis Hunter. So the Titans are stuck at 13.
All right. So you pull up the Dolphins, and you have to basically decide the trade. So
okay.
I'm trading one. I'm getting 13. I'm getting their first next year at least. I want 48. I want 98. I want a second next year, and it likes that trade.
Okay.
So would you do that? You're trading one. You're going to get 13, 48, 98, and then their first and second next year.
Sign me up right now. Heck yeah. That way you're getting what, 5, 6 of the top 125?
Yeah.
Roughly?
So the Dolphins have accepted the trade. You hit start draft.
I like it.
We're at pick 13. Tyler Warren's the best player available.
Take him.
We're taking
tight
Tyler
in.
Warren. Tight end from Penn State. Now it simulates. It goes to 35. You got Walter Nolan, who's the DT from Ole Miss. He's available. Trevion Henderson, running back from Ohio State. We don't need a running back there. You got Jaden Higgins and Igbuka from Ohio State. Two receivers there.
Give me Higgins.
You want Higgins?
Yeah, give me Mrs. Higgins.
We're taking Higgins. All right. All right, pick 48.
Love it.
If we want to address quarterback, Tyler Shaw at Louisville. Is it Shaw? The quarterback
it's
from Louisville.
It's just Shaw.
He's there. There's a tight end. We already got that. TJ Sanders, a defensive tackle. I like the edge rusher from Oregon.
Take it. We've already got one bad Kentucky quarterback. We don't need another one.
Yeah. All right. So we've got two picks in the second round. Now it's going to take us to pick 98. And we got Omar Norman Lott from Tennessee that's available. Cam Scataboo, Dylan Sampson, they're available. Gunner, we already got the tight end.
Get
so.
Dylan Sampson.
All right, we'll take Sampson.
I like this team already better. So you've got Tyler Warren. You got Wiggins.
Pick 103. Norman Lott's still there.
Where's he from?
Tennessee. He's a defensive tackle. I don't think we need a DT.
No.
You got Cam is there. Another receiver is available. Jalen Lane from Virginia Tech. Quinson Riley, a cornerback from Louisville. Gunnar Helm is there. Another tight. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at another tight end. Another receiver?
Yeah, plug the receiver in there.
All right, we'll take Jalen Lane from Virginia Tech. We're doing this live right now. This is fantastic. Pick 120. How about Demetrius Knight Jr. from South Carolina, linebacker?
I like it.
All right. We are taking him. Pick 5. We got safeties. We got receivers. How about another edge rusher? You want to do another edge
yeah,
rusher?
Yeah, we need those.
Tyron Ingram Dawkins from Georgia.
Great. Another Georgia guy. Jowls.
All right. 167. Devin Neal, by the way, running back from Kansas, has fallen down the draft board.
Why do you think so? His attitude?
I don't know. We'll get Kuiper on it. So anyway, we got to get to Josh Berry, but we'll finish this in the break and let you know our results. We're live today, Rockvale, Tennessee, Champions Run Golf Course. They're getting things started here. Josh Berry going to join us next, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here in Rockvale, Tennessee on this Thursday. Exciting news just coming out. The Cracker Barrel 400. How does that sound? That makes so much sense.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Coming up June 1st at the Nashville Super Speedway, the new entitlements partner for the NASCAR Cup Series race at the Nashville Super Speedway. To talk more about that, let's bring in a native. He's, you know, Hendersonville's own Josh Berry joining us here on the program. Josh, I just think the Cracker Barrel 400 is perfect. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on.
I know you're at the event today where they're making this announcement official. We've talked to you obviously before about racing at Nashville Super Speedway, but this is going to be pretty cool when you guys go out there to see a local brand associated with the Nashville Super Speedway.
Yeah, no, for sure. It definitely is a great fit for the Nashville Super Speedway in the race. And like I said, Cracker Barrel has a huge presence and, you know, all over the country, but especially here in Tennessee. So excited to see a Tennessee company on board. And, you know, we're looking forward to having a good race weekend here and at the end of May.
When you go to Cracker Barrel, are you more just breakfast anytime or do you like to change it up?
Yeah, I'm pretty much breakfast anytime. Definitely keep it pretty simple, bacon and eggs. Actually, I ate there this morning to start off our day here. So, it's always a good choice.
Do you, there's one right outside of the Daytona International Speedway. Are you one of the guys that the morning of the 500 you go and have breakfast?
No, probably not the morning of the 500. Usually pretty busy doing all kinds of sorts of things there for on our race mornings, but try to keep it a little light before these races.
Josh, Chase will eat your meal, so don't worry about it when you get a Cracker Barrel. What's it like, Josh? I mean, look, you are one of the great, air quote, overnight sensations in NASCAR. I mean, it took you years to get there, but you never quit. But what's it like having the Nashville Super Speedway, which is a great place, reach out to you to be there today for this critical and, I guess, important moment for the Speedway?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. You know, obviously, I grew up in the Middle Tennessee area, been to many races at the Super Speedway, and getting to have things come full circle and now racing in the NASCAR Cup Series and getting to go race at Nashville is always it's really a lot of fun. So without a doubt, it's one that I have circled on my calendar every year to get to, and it's always fun coming back home. And, you know, honestly, more than anything, I really love to be standing in victory lane holding one of those Gibson guitars.
You've raced it. What makes it special? I know guys talk about all the time with the concrete track out there and everything. What about that speedway do you just enjoy so much, Josh?
Well, I think it's just coming home, really, right? I think you think back of your years growing up and watching, NASCAR races on TV and getting to see that in your home state, your home area. It just makes it a little more special, right? I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, the Super Speedway's put on some really good racing over, you know, since their return there. I think it's put on some really good racing. You know, the concrete surface has put on some really good racing in each series. So it's one that we always enjoy coming to.
Josh Berry is on the line with us, driver for the number 21 Wood Brothers Ford, and they'll be out at the Nashville Super Speedway May 30th through June 1st, Cracker Barrel 400 on Sunday, the Cup Series race. So last time we talked to you, you were coming off your first win in the NASCAR Cup Series. I know last week didn't get the finish you wanted, but did you feel like that things were going the right way before you spun out?
Yeah, really, I feel like each race since then we've had really fast race cars. Obviously had an incident on pit road at Homestead that set us back. Martinsville led some laps early and had a mechanical failure issue with the alternator and the battery. And last weekend we were setting up to have another really solid day and unfortunately got an accident. So the finishes haven't been there. but the performance has, and you know, I think that's the biggest thing we look at this stage, that we're doing the right things week in and week out, and bringing really fast race cars, and you know, once we able to put everything together, the finishes will come.
Do you feel like though you're in a stretch now of tracks that obviously you're going to Bristol this weekend? You're a short track guy. I feel like this is a really good race for you. Talladega can be a wild card for anybody, but do you feel like you're entering a point of the schedule where there's some strong tracks that are coming your way?
Yeah, I feel like it. There's a lot of good places coming up where I feel like we're going to have more opportunities to run well. And Bristol's always a fun one to go to, man. I mean, Bristol is iconic. Bristol is Bristol, so it's always fun going there. We know it's going to be a tough race, but I feel like if you know, we just keep doing the things we've been doing and putting fast race cars out on the racetrack, we're going to find ourselves in contention.
Josh, tell me what the next 24 hours is like for you once you leave Lebanon today.
Yeah, I mean, today is obviously pretty busy here in Middle Tennessee, doing what we can to promote the race and obviously announce the title sponsorship for the National Super Speedway and doing some, you know, some different things today with them. I'm actually going back home to North Carolina this evening, and tomorrow's going to be pretty low-key, spend the day with the family, and then we're going to head up to Bristol Saturday morning for another busy weekend. So not too terribly much going on after today until we get to Bristol.
Well, good luck at Bristol. We're obviously pulling for you. You are officially a friend of the show now because you've made several appearances with us. So that'll get you nothing, but congratulations on that. But, Josh, good luck at Bristol this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Josh Berry, driver of the number 21 for the Wood Brothers, joining us here on the program. And they'll be racing at the Bristol Motor Speedway coming up on Sunday. Always enjoy that, the day race at the Bristol Motor Speedway, and you can hear that on our airwaves. If I could pull my schedule up, you would think I would know, but Sunday at 1 o'clock on Sports Talk 8:30.
I love it. I still want to do donuts in the Volunteer State Bank parking lot with Josh, where he was a bank teller at one time.
that could be fun.
I'd love that.
But again, the Cracker Barrel 400 coming
Sounds
to the Nashville
great.
Super Speedway. I know they've worked, you know, Matt and his group, our friend Katie Myers, have worked tremendously hard at all of this, and it just makes so much sense to have Cracker Barrel as the title sponsor of the Cup Series race. And I know Robbie Stanley will be very excited about that, being a Cracker Barrel aficionado.
Yeah, right? With his sweet tea and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, here's the worst part. I'm starving right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So –
Well, let's go to Cracker Barrel.
I'd love to.
Yeah, we will do that. Get some biscuits for sure. Faux show.
Faux show.
Coming up next, we'll tell you what. It's called a crutch. That's what happens. We'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. But right now, text in the keyword Jason, J-A-S-O-N, to 615-737-1025 and receive a link to sign up for a chance to win all-inclusive tickets to the Eurostone Club at Bridgestone Arena to see Jason Aldean, plus also a chance to win $1,000 cash. I know everyone could use that. What day is it? And celebrity birthdays. Coming up next, Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. 1025, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, 106 on this Thursday. So I appreciate Josh Berry for joining us. By the way, so we did our little mock draft before.
Yeah.
We traded the pick to Miami. You know what they did at number one? They took Shador Sanders.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Cam Ward went to Cleveland at two.
That's so very interesting.
The Giants went Travis Hunter, and the Vrabenator went Mason Graham. Who's six? The Raiders? Jalen Walker. Where did Jacksonville? Jacksonville took Abdul Carter at five.
Ooh. We terrorizing the AFC South for a while. No, no.
I mean, I like your idea of trading one to back to 13 to Miami, but who's their quarterback?
That's going to be – you know what? It's going to be Will Levis. You know, it's going to be Will
scenario,
Levis.
That's probably who it would be.
It's going to be Will Levis in 2025. And he's going to go – and they're going to go 11-6 and make the playoffs.
Maybe.
And then he's there forever. And then we're going to have to be eating crow, which is fine. If they do that, good for him, man.
I will I like your optimism, but yes. I don't believe it. With that, let's get to celebrity birthdays. And what day is it? Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards. Visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
All right, gentlemen. First on the list, we have American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Day. Always supporting that. Encourage a Young Writers Day. So encourage those young ones. Global Work from Home Day. Wow. I wish. Yeah, I don't wish that, actually. Golfers Day is today. The Masters. That's okay. Always a fun stuff there.
National. It is the Masters.
It is. National Alcohol Screening Day. Man.
I don't drink alcohol through a screen. I'd never do that.
Yeah, that'd be tough. I think it'd be all over your clothes, right?
Yeah, indeed it would.
Yeah. National Cinnamon Croissant Day. Those are delicious.
Ooh,
National Farm Animals Day. Shout out to Skillet. National Hug Your Dog Day is next. So
please let people So shout out to Skillet, which is your pig that you are going to slaughter and eat.
Yep.
And then the next one is Hug Your Dog Day.
They're different
so
animals.
Screw the pigs. Hug the dog.
Have you told Skillet you're going to eat him?
Nah, but he has the idea. You look at him, and it's like not a look of defeat. It's just a look of I'm going to live my best life. And so you just feed him happily. You know what I mean?
Good.
It's a circle of life. That's how life works. Let's see. Poem in Your Pocket
Apparently.
Day. Safety Pin Day. Make sure you're safety with those. National Salvation Army Founders Day. And then to wrap it up, we have Siblings Day.
Yeah.
It is National Siblings Day.
Yeah. Two more. Thank you. It is National Siblings Day. Shout out to the Skillet got a brother?
Probably. There's a whole litter of
them. He's going to get eaten too.
Yeah. Too bad. I hate to be that family reunion. Show up and you're gone.
More like bacon.
Right? All right. Time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these within two. Our first birthday, one of the great music producers of all time, Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. How old is he?
excuse me. 62.
65. You got a reunion at the breakfast table.
67. Oh, my Lord. He was in the movie Office Space, the 7-Up guy, Orlando Jones.
Oh, yeah.
57.
Thank you, sir. 57. Tied at one. David Harbour. He's in Stranger Things. He played a role in that movie. I don't know.
It's a show.
Show, whatever. For show.
34.
45.
50. Mandy Moore, the singer actress.
Yeah.
41. That's a push. Y'all want to feel old? Haley Joel Osment from he was Forrest Gump Jr. He was in The Sixth Sense. How old is Haley Joel Osment?
Okay. I'm going to say
37. He's your age, Chase. Why can't you be as cute as he was?
wish I knew.
Maren Morris, the singer.
34.
35. Chase is close. 3-1. Steven Seagal.
I'm going to say 65.
Oh, man. 74.
73.
That was good.
3-2 Chaser. Peter McNichol. He was the bad guy in Ghostbusters 2.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was on wasn't he on Ally McBeal?
He was on Ally McBeal. Good job.
63.
60.
71. She played Two Booty Trudy on Miami Vice. Olivia Brown. Her brother played for the Houston Oilers for many years.
65.
67.
68. We're tied at 3. Brian Setzer from the Stray Cats.
71.
75.
66. Katrina from Katrina and the Waves.
63.
74.
65. She's walking on Metamucil. 4-2. 4-3. Chase is on top. Rapper Q-Tip.
57.
50.
55. Chaser knows his rappers. 5-3. All right, a few more. One of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, Mel Blunt.
71.
77.
77, exactly. With that, we're tied at 5.
By the way, Ken Griffey is a clean rapper.
Okay,
cool.
All right. Ken Griffey Sr. 78.
84.
75. Steve Tasker.
Steve Tasker?
From the Buffalo Bills.
62.
67.
63. Chase up 6-5. Former Tennessee cornerback J.J. McCleskey. Tennessee Vols, that is.
Quarterback?
Corner.
Cornerback. 41.
38.
55. Down to the last two. Sean Avery. Hockey player?
The hockey player. Preds fans hate him. 42.
45,
exactly. All right, Nick's up 7-6. Our last birthday, Chaser, right down your alley. Casey Kane, NASCAR driver. Nick's up 7-6.
Casey Kane is 43.
44.
Oh, he is 45. Dr. Crane wow. ends up taking it. What a match. He wins 8-6. Good job.
Thank you very much.
Good job, indeed. Thanks to Raiders Rising and the Blue Raiders for having us out here.
Yeah, Derek Mason and Nick Vettiato and Jeff Murphy. Hey, as we leave our show every day to our guys out there, we tell you, it's beautiful out today, storms later tonight. But look, that's kind of a metaphor for life. If you're going through something, please reach out and talk to somebody. You can dial 988 on your cell phone or text. Somebody's always there to talk to you. Please, before you do anything, talk to someone. We're here for you 24/7. Reach out. We love talking to you guys. Remember, we love you, and more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll, DVD coming up next. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.